USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
William Barr will be the nation's new Attorney General. The Republican-led Senate confirmed Barr on Thursday. He was also Attorney General during the administration of President George H.W. Bush. Congress is expected to pass an 1,100-page bill that would fund the government and keep it open past tomorrow's deadline. Texas Republican Congressman Mac Thornberry tells Fox News he's not too pleased about the bill.
I'm probably going to be a yes unless there's some surprise, but that's why you really do have to go through these things and make sure something unexpected was not snuck in.
The Justice Department is rejecting claims by former acting FBI Director Andrew McCabe. In a statement today, Deputy AG Rod Rosenstein said McCabe's remarks on CBS News' 60 Minutes are inaccurate and factually incorrect. Amazon is canceling its plans to build a second corporate campus in New York City. This is USA Radio News.
Cars that sound like this. Trust Pennzoil Synthetics to protect their engines in extreme conditions. Top racing teams know that Pennzoil Synthetics give them the performance to help them succeed. And your car's engine deserves the same. Because your daily commute is no less important. Get complete protection for top engine performance, just like the pros. Visit Pennzoil.com/rebate to save on Pennzoil Synthetics. Terms apply.
Right now at O'Reilly Auto Parts, pick up a 5 1/4 ounce bottle of Lucas Fuel Injector Cleaner for $3.99. Clean and lubricate your fuel system while increasing miles per gallon with Lucas Fuel Injector Cleaner for $3.99 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Plus, earn double O rewards points on this purchase. Better parts, better prices every day. Limit supply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
The teacher strike in Denver is over. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
They stayed at the negotiation table for 20 consecutive hours, and when the sun came up on Thursday in Denver, a 3-day strike by Denver teachers was over. The union spokesman Rob Gould says,
"Educators in Denver public schools now have a fair, predictable, and transparent salary structure."
The new deal also provides incentives for educators who choose to work in high-need schools in Denver.
Folks paid their final respects to Democratic Congressman John Dingell. Many prominent politicians are in attendance as the Michigan Democrat served 59 years in Congress. Former President Bill Clinton says Dingell took his job in Congress very seriously.
He understood that the trust he was given as a member of Congress representing his people was first and foremost a job.
This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Texas deputies respond to a domestic violence call about a fight between Andrew Fabila and Paige Harkins. USA Radio Network's Wendy King tells us they found 4 starving children.
Bond has been set for the North Texas parents accused of malnourishing 4 children and keeping 2 of them in a dog kennel. The children, who are all younger than 5, are now out of the hospital and are under the care of Child Protective Services. The mother is being held on a $75,000 bond and charged with 4 counts of child endangerment and an aggravated assault charge. Andrew Babila, who police believe is the father of one of the children, faces 4 charges of child endangerment and has a $60,000 bond.
Democratic Senator Bob Menendez of New Jersey had a fiery exchange with a reporter on Capitol Hill when he was asked to comment about the Green New Deal. Henry Rogers, a reporter with the Daily Caller, approached the senator, and here's what happened.
I got my ass out. Nothing to say to the Daily Caller.
Why is that?
Why?
That's our guys are trash.
Why?
So we're waiting on the subway here. It's not going to be here for about 2 minutes. I'm wondering why you won't answer questions on the Green Green Deal.
I won't answer questions for the Daily Caller, period. You're trash.
Why do you think we're trash, sir?
Oh, my God. Please. Don't keep harassing me.
Rogers is a credentialed journalist on Capitol Hill, and Menendez's office did defend his actions. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.